Good morning. I still listen to The Morning After with Ben and Josh, but the studio is not just us anymore,
no,
is it, Ben?
We've doubled down. We've got four of us living here. Zach and Lydia, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, of course, we're chatting about PB and Jam, which is an upcoming event down at the beautiful Flux Lawn. What can we look forward to? What is there to expect?
It will be once we've replaced it. At the moment, it's got a little bit too much.
It'll be amazing next Friday as well. There's so much going on next Friday. We've got an art exhibition going on in the side room off on Flux. There'll be some live art and there'll be some music. It's all going on.
Cool.
We haven't actually announced the musicians yet.
We were
saving it for you guys.
Oh my goodness. All right. We need a little bit more fanfare. Oh my goodness. All right. Someone bring out the trumpeters. Bring out the drums.
It's a big moment.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, an exclusive right here. Let us hear the musicians that are going to be playing at
Flux
Lawn. Well,
there is a tiny bit of a backstory.
Okay.
Let's go back to the start.
A little bit of intro. So we struggled with this because when we saw what Lydia was doing, we were like, we need a little bit of this in Flux. We need some art meets music.
Yeah.
And then so Lydia came up with a concept, which was PB and Jam.
Yeah. Well, I held an art show in the Box Quarter a couple of months ago that you came and saw and was like, this is awesome. I was like, I know.
It was
right.
Really awesome.
Zach was like, I want some art. And it was like, I can give you that. Let's work together.
Let's do it.
She was like, I want some music.
I want some music.
And so it kind of put the pressure on because obviously we have so many things we already do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then when she said jam, it was like, oh, this feels kind of specific. Put us in a bit of a corner. It took us about 4 weeks.
Wow.
I reckon 8 hours discussion.
Whew.
To figure out that this had to be unique. And so anyway, the concept is the jam concept, the music element, is going to be a kind of impromptu collaboration between like hand-picked vocalists, DJs, instrumentalists that we're going to create for each night.
Wow, cool.
Yeah, so like it's going to put the pressure on them, I think.
For sure, yeah. Wow, that's so cool though.
I haven't heard something like that since, well, it's kind of tangential, but Lady Six Alpha Sessions just
She did kind
that's
of like impromptu. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
but this is
taking it to a whole other level.
Yeah,
don't,
like
please, if Lady hears this, Caroline, we're not trying to steal your idea.
No.
They're not indicating that this is better than yours.
No, there is for legal reasons. There is no direct correlation or causation between the two.
This would be the beta sessions, if anything.
Amazing. So, who are some of the artists that you have handpicked to team up?
For the first one, we've got a group called Shared Soul.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's Flex Webster. Flex Webster is like an iconic New Zealand DJ.
Mm-hmm.
I think he created and won the first Rumble in the Jungle, which is dubious at best. But regardless, him and his partner have come back from London, and so they're a dual DJ MC combo.
Hell yeah.
And so we're like, oh, this is kind of salty. So we've decided to throw in Sugar James.
Cool.
And Louis from Dillustrate,
mm-hmm.
Over the top. So it's going to be three MCs and one DJ.
Damn.
Remnants of a Tribe Called Quest, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
A bit of a hip-hop MC jam.
Nice.
Yeah.
Super cool. And do you want to tell us a little bit more about some of the artists that are going to be there, some of the art that's going to be happening?
So I decided with this one, I wanted to kind of, with more, I had about 25 artists. I was like, let's cut this down. Mm-hmm. Let's kind of work with a smaller group. So I've gathered together seven kind of street urban artists within Christchurch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to kind of give too much away about the artists because you've got to come
you've
and see
come.
It. Like, they've been messaging me throughout like the week saying, what does this look like? Do you think this is going to work? And it's just building up so much excitement.
Cool.
And it's definitely going to be different, but different in a really good way.
Exciting.
So, yeah. And so that'll start at 6 o'clock next Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So get there early because Garage Project have given us some beers to have and drink and enjoy the art while you get there. So, yeah, get there early to see that. And
delish.
And yeah.
Good stuff.
That's amazing.
Well, if the local artists are the peanuts and the musicians are the jam, then the bread, I guess, is everything else, right?
Yeah, that's sandwiching it all together.
Well, it says that there are visual projections as well. So what will the environment be like?
Mm.
So we're working with a guy, Sam Emerson.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's a visual projection artist. He used to do a lot of stuff with Bay Dreams, Audiology, those guys.
Mm-hmm.
For his own ethical reasons, decided not to work for that company anymore.
Fair enough.
And I'll just put a little watch that space on that one.
Okay.
And so, yeah, he's basically, he's been a real, really big, massive part of Flux.
Mm.
He's created some incredible visual work that we've aligned with groups like Foster Care and a Keep Hush stream that we recently did over to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's creating a little bit of a basis for that. And the whole idea, I guess, of the series is to create that partnership between art and music,
mm-hmm.
and then further kind of grow it. So this, we believe, will be like this, I guess, the beginning of it.
Cool.
We've got pretty big plans for how far we push those projections and those artist collaborations and those artists in the future.
Amazing. That's so cool. I feel like Flux is the place to do it too. I mean, and yeah. Every time I've been there, it's always felt like a new experience, you know? It's always kind of developing and doing really cool stuff in the city. So, yeah, what's the process like when you're developing something like this in Christchurch? Is it a, you know, easy environment to get all this kind of stuff together, you know, like are musicians really excited to collaborate with artists and vice versa, if that makes sense?
Do you want to go first on the artist side of things?
Oh, I can't get enough artists wanting to take part in it. It's amazing. Like, when I first started, I thought it was going to be such a struggle,
mm-hmm.
but there's so much support, and I think there's such a huge, like, gap for us to develop and grow mm-hmm. within this. It's really exciting. Yeah.
Cool. Very nice.
Musician-wise, I don't think Christchurch has ever been healthier.
Yeah.
At least on the surface.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we, I guess, get to see, is mm-hmm. what kind of rises above the surface at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
There is different genres really taking shape. There's a huge amount of promoters, little niche promoters.
Sure. Yeah.
Which never happened before.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt like we've been in drum and bass Christchurch until, I guess, the last couple of years, where all of those things have really risen.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it was almost too easy when I was like, hey, guys, I kind of think that you would collaborate really well together.
And they all just went,
yeah, we're definitely going to do that.
that's so cool.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's a real, like, pinch me kind of moment when Zach kind of came over and was like, shall we, like, work together and do something? And I was like, this is awesome. Yes, let's go push this. Let's see how big we can get this going. So, yeah.
Definitely.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
So cool.
Well, there's never a dull moment for us. There's Bandcamp Showcase tonight and Back to the Jungle tomorrow. So after the PB and Jam, what can we expect from Flux?
Pretty much more of the same. We were talking about this last night. I mean, I don't want to give away shows that haven't been released yet. Obviously.
Of course.
Actually, I can talk about that, yeah. Well, it's hard, you know? You don't want to give too much away when we're trying to create.
Of course, yeah.
November brings a pretty cool month.
Cool.
There will be three festivals box quarter wide.
Wow.
So Flux is obviously, floor space-wise, is probably about maybe about a quarter,
mm-hmm.
the box quarter, ironically.
box 8, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what we're essentially doing is taking over the entire box quarter 3 weeks in a row. Orhol Festival, which you can see one of those beautiful posters up there, is coming back.
Mm-hmm.
There's another Dia de los Muertos. Yes, I got that right.
Nice.
Day of the Dead Party from an Auckland Latin promoter. And then our very own in-house team of us, Flux, Two Minds and Notion Touring, are collaborating to create a festival. I'll name drop it.
Oh, all right.
Metro Tango coming soon.
Ooh, good name exciting. To drop too. Wow, yeah. How exciting. Well,
Zach and Lydia, thanks so much for coming into the studio. Make sure to head on down to PB and Jam on August the 13th at Flux Lawn. So much going down.
Hell
you just
yeah.
heard all about it. Thanks again.
But if you do miss that opening, it is also Saturday and Sunday 10 to 2, correct?
Oh.
Yes?
Yes. Ongoing. Yeah.
Wonderful. And where can people go to, I guess, find out all the information so they have it all in front of them?
Okay, I've got couple more things. So
I'm remembering
everything now that I was supposed to say right at the very end.
That's
it's gonna be a really fast ad or something. I mentioned at the start about the live art, which will we've got some boards that Green Lane have given to us,
nice.
Similar to the ones that they used at the market, which mm-hmm. is awesome. So there'll be artists kind of getting creative on those. We've got some paint from the Natural Paint Company to
cool
do that with, which was awesome. Yeah, and then you can head to Hello, I Am the Show on Facebook and Instagram and give that a follow. And there'll be a giveaway coming real soon.
Cool.
With thanks to Fix and Fog Peanut Butter. So
nice.
You need to follow it just for that.
Just for the Fix and Fog. It's totally worth it. Well, thank you guys so much for coming in and sharing all of the juicy details. I feel like I was excited before, and now I'm frankly wish I could time travel so it came sooner. So thank you guys very much. And yeah, make sure everyone head down.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.